Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Mary Claire Burek, President of the Roslyn Business Improvement District.
And we talk every year about the Roslyn Jazz Fest, but of course this year is, you know, bizarre as anything I could ever imagine. But you guys are doing something really cool, pivoting to the Roslyn Jazz Supper Clubs here on Wednesday, September 23rd and Wednesday, September 30th. I want to get into each of those specific dates, you know, and who's playing and at what restaurant, all that. We'll do that in a minute. But first, just give me sort of an overview of how this thing came together as, you know, as coronavirus is developing in the spring and summer and you're eyeing up the fall saying, well, we're going to have to, you know, revamp here.
Yeah, for sure. 2020 has looked differently for all of us, obviously, but we still wanted to find a way to connect with our community, even though we couldn't hold the annual jazz festival as we normally would. And so even though we're unable to do it as we normally would, this year we're really excited to partner with Arlington County Cultural Affairs and really just keep the music playing for all of our jazz fans in Roslyn and beyond. And by offering these more intimate opportunities to hear great music from local musicians, we're really excited because that also allows us to support our Roslyn restaurants, which is so important right now.
Yeah, it's a great idea to combine the jazz with the restaurants for the supper clubs. Tell me about the first day you have there, Wednesday, September 23rd. Where is that held and who's playing?
Yeah, so on the 23rd, we're going to go up to this Folina rooftop terrace, which is absolutely spectacular with views of all of D.C., and that's going to feature Irene Jalenti. And so that's, again, just an amazing, amazing venue. And then moving into the next week, September 30th, we're going to go out to the terrace at Amuse at Le Meridium. Again, fabulous views. And in that location, we're going to feature Renee Ibanez and Cubano Groove. So these are all local DMV artists. And so, again, really excited to be able to bring this talent to the community.
Awesome. And then is there any you know, specific, you know, special reservations or ticket information, or do you just show up at the restaurants as if you were a regular patron?
No, we definitely have a reservation system set up, and we do that to really enable us to control the crowds. And so people can sign up and reserve at roslynva.org/jazz.
Awesome. Now you mentioned, you know, you need the ability to control the crowds because, you know, obviously there's like, you know, social distancing capacity limits and all that. So Virginia, remind me where we are with that in Northern Virginia. I know they went to phase three before Maryland just did. I think DC is even more crackdown restricted than both of those. But in Virginia, I know you've been a little more open for a little longer here. Where do we stand in terms of, you know, what percent capacity are you allowed in those restaurants?
Yeah, so we're still at 50% capacity. The great news is that by doing these at the outdoor terraces, it really does sort of enable people to feel more safely. And certainly both the restaurants and the Roslyn Bid have taken special precautions to help ensure guest safety. So for example, guests are asked to wear masks when they're not seated and to practice social and physical distancing in accordance with all of those guidelines and laws. And so, you know, we're sprinkling in some surprise and delight moments at each of these evenings. It really is a wonderful activation, and it's something that people can really feel safe doing. The other piece that we've added in here, and that's for those who would rather enjoy the music at home, we'll have some specials where you can pick up a delicious dinner from any of the Roslyn restaurants and then have your own virtual supper club at home.
That's really cool. So you got this supper club thing, whether you're in person or whether you want to pick it up and bring it home. So that whatever your comfort level is at getting back to, quote, normal, they got you covered here.
Exactly.
I mean, part of you has to be a little sad that you can't return to, you know, the Gateway Park there at the end of Key Bridge. It's become like a little bit of a tradition there in Roslyn. But just sort of tell our listeners how, you know, maybe – on a hopeful note, we can end on a hopeful note that, you know, while you are sort of, you know, disappointed you can't be in the usual spot, how this is almost, the coronavirus has kind of forced your hand into kind of stumbling onto this cool new idea. Like, there is a silver lining.
That is the one thing I will say about this current situation. While we're certainly disappointed to not be able to hold the Jazz Fest in person, and actually this is our 30th year, would have been this year, So while that is a little disappointing, we really are excited to try new things. And we think that these intimate gatherings, bringing folks together in this way, is actually going to be something that's fun. And, you know, it may end up sticking. It may be something that we add into next year's Jazz Fest if we're able to do a festival in some form or fashion in person. Maybe we decide that we want to actually keep this more intimate Jazz Supper Club idea for next year. So I think good things can come when people get creative and you know, because our number one goal is to keep our community connected. And so that's really what we're all about.
For sure. And then, so our listeners know, just sort of tying it into the rest of the local community, it's going to be like a week of jazz excellence around the area, because DC Jazz Fest is going to be going on at the same time. You'll have Roslyn Jazz Supper Clubs. Between the two, so many good jazz options, right?
Exactly. And that's really what it's about. I think music is such a great way to bring people together. And when you have all these opportunities sort of colliding and happening at the same time, it creates even more excitement around it.
Awesome. Well, again, everybody, it's called the Roslyn Jazz Supper Clubs. It unfolds two Wednesdays here coming up, September 23rd and September 30th. Head to roslynnva.org to find more information, and we'll have it on TOP's website as well. So thanks so much for joining us, and congrats on this pivot here. It's a really cool idea.
Thanks for having us, Jason.